Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The European Data Protection Supervisor ordered Europol to delete personal data obtained by national police authorities in criminal investigations that have been held for more than 6 months. According to documents seen by The Guardian, Europol currently stores 4 petabytes of personal data gathered over the past 6 years. The regulator gave Europol 1 year to determine what data can still be lawfully kept. A 2019 report found Europol did not have checks in place to see if data sets shared by police verified if people listed should have data retained. The Korea Communications Commission announced Apple will allow app developers in the country to use alternative payment systems. South Korea passed a law in September barring App Store operators from forcing the use of first-party in-app payment systems for developers. As part of its compliance plans, Apple said it will provide an alternative payment system at a reduced service charge in the country. Mozilla's privacy-focused data sharing platform Rally launched a study called Facebook Pixel Hunt in partnership with news publication The Markup. The study will look at how Facebook tracks people, data it collects, and what data reveals about users. Princeton University's Center for Information Technology Policy previously used Rally for studies on misinformation. The Markup is Mozilla's first non-academic partner for Rally. Canon updated its German support site, advising it will ship toner cartridges without chips needed to monitor toner levels. Since these chips are also used for authentication of first-party toner cartridges, Canon also advised customers how to get around its DRM, saying that just clicking through the error message will still allow for printing with no loss in quality. PayPal confirmed it is developing a stablecoin. This comes after the developer Steve Moser found reference to a PayPal coin in PayPal's app code, indicating it would be backed by the US dollar. The company said it will work closely with relevant regulators if it decides to move forward with the coin. The developer of the NPM libraries Colors and Faker, Maroc Squires, intentionally introduced an infinite loop that broke apps using them. Colors and Faker are used by 19,000 and 2,500 projects on GitHub, respectively. Squires previously said he would no longer support large companies using his free work on the libraries. GitHub suspended his account and reverted to previous versions of the libraries. Microsoft confirmed it hired chip designer Mike Filippo. Bloomberg sources say Filippo will work on custom processors for Microsoft's Azure Cloud Service. He worked previously for ARM and Intel and most recently worked on Apple's M1 chip. Microsoft confirmed it ended all production of Xbox One consoles. The company already announced it discontinued making the Xbox One X and Xbox One S All Digital Edition ahead of the Xbox Series X launch. It now says it ended production of the Xbox One S at the end of 2020. And Bloomberg sources say Sony told assembly partners last year it would continue to produce the PS4 through 2022, adding roughly 1 million units to help combat still scarce supplies of the PS5. Sony reportedly planned to end production of the PS4 at the end of 2021. The Austrian Data Protection Authority ruled a website in Austria using Google Analytics violates GDPR, saying that exporting a visitor's data to the U.S. with the service violated provisions about data transfers. It found data protection implemented by Google, including encryption at rest in data centers, were insufficient to effectively block U.S. intelligence services from accessing the data as required under GDPR. Tesla removed references to a 2022 production schedule for the Cybertruck from its website. The vehicle was announced in 2019, initially scheduled to begin production in 2021, with Tesla announcing a delay to 2022 back in August. CEO Elon Musk promised to share a product roadmap update for the Cybertruck on Tesla's January 26th earnings call. Nigeria lifted its ban of Twitter in the country after Twitter agreed to open a local office and appoint a representative. Twitter was suspended on June 4th after it removed a post by Nigerian President Muhammad Buhari. Apple confirmed it removed several clones of the popular Wordle game from the App Store. Wordle is a browser-based game with no app available, making it easier for clones to get into app stores. No word on if Google will remove similar clones from the Play Store. The Russian Federal Security Service announced it raided the operations of the Rival ransomware organization, targeting 14 suspected members. The FSB said the raids were conducted at the request of U.S. authorities. Rival is believed to be behind recent high-profile attacks against Colonial Pipeline, JBS Foods, and U.S. technology firm Kaseya. And back in November 2020, Baby Shark became the most viewed YouTube video of all time. Since then, it's become the first YouTube video to surpass 10 billion views. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.